Anyone stepped in the water out there? Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Anybody glad to be in the house today? This is day 52.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. And we're still here.
Amen.
I meant 62.
Thank you, Lord.
Day 62.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We could have been gone.
Amen.
But God has stayed the hand of death and allowed us to stay here just a little bit longer.
Amen.
And we are grateful for now.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Can't do a thing about yesterday.
Amen.
And we can't do a thing about tomorrow until it get here.
Amen.
So you might as well live today.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we give glory and honor and praise to God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, who has allowed us to be here and in your midst one more time. We're not here because we've been doing what was right, but we're here by the grace and the mercy of God. So we're totally, completely dependent upon him. And so every moment we ought to be grateful that we're here. Hallelujah. Because if he had dealt with us according to our deeds, we wouldn't be in the house today. We've been long gone. But I'm glad for a merciful God.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise God. So this is another day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad he allowed us to be in the day. Hallelujah. What time is it? Good news time. So we give honor to God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and to Presider Elder Swenson, and to Elder Dr. Lewis and Minister Shalom. Who shares the rostrum with us, and to all other preachers in the house, we praise God for you.
Yes.
To everyone holding the position in the church, we praise God for you.
Amen. Amen.
Everyone that holds the position of layperson, we praise God for you.
Yes. Yes.
Everybody got a position. Because he placed everybody in the body according to how he saw we need to be. Hallelujah. Praise God. So nobody is unemployed. Hallelujah. Everybody got a job that we're supposed to be working at. And every job is just as important as the other one. Hallelujah. A text today is out of the book of Ephesians, 4th chapter, beginning with the 22nd verse, going through the 24th. Father, in the name of Jesus, we stand here yielded for your glory and your honor. We need you to speak to us through this vessel. Send a word that will empower us to be more like you. Send a word that will keep us delivered and standing on the battlefield. Hallelujah. That you may use us for your glory, your honor, and your praise. Now let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. And the people of God say, amen. I was there, Ephesians 4. Begin with verse 22. Are we together? Okay. That ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. That a person sitting there, you said, neighbor, pull off the old and put on the new. Pull off the old and pull on the new. This is a task that seems to be difficult for the children of God. We want to continue wearing the old garment. When he's supposed to be done away with. The scripture text tells us that those that are in Christ is a new creature. Former things have passed away. And behold, all things have become new. In your transformation from the world of sin to the spiritual life with Christ, some things were left for us to do. I want you to know today that Christ has did all that he's supposed to do. His work is complete. And nothing is lacking. The part of the transformation that we're supposed to handle, we tend to shun it. We try to do what God has already done. Maybe that's why we try to do it, because we know it's already done. But you got to do your part. When you don't do your part, you can't fully function to your greatest potential. You'll find yourself lagging here and lagging there. You have to work on yourself. the scripture tells us that we need to be transformed. And that transformation comes about by us renewing our mind. That's what we're supposed to do. Now, that's an old garment that you are still holding on. And you need to pull it off and put on the new garment. So it's a work that we got to do. And you got to work at it on a daily basis. You need then to hear what the Lord has said. I ain't gonna be up here alone. You got a service to come back to. You were taught with regards to your former way of life. You know, you do this and you do this and you do this. I. And we were told about our old self. So you've been taught. It's not like you don't know. And you've been taught in regards of your former way of life, how you used to live. Okay. But some of us want to live both ways. And that let you know that you got probably half your new garment on and half the old one. But new and old doesn't work well together. The Bible tells us that nobody puts a new patch on an old garment. Okay. My mother, when we were growing up on the farm, for some reason, us boys always crawl holes in the knee of them blue jeans. Well, it's during the middle of the year, and you didn't get money until the end of the year because they were sharecroppers. And my mama would take an old pair of jeans, and they had been cut up before anyway, and cut out a place big enough. To seal the hole. And we had to put them on the way to school. But then that wasn't the stop. You were out of place with holes in your jeans. That was what the poor people had to wear. But somehow or another, it flip-flopped. Now we go buy them with the hole. And don't even bother about trying to get them patched. And somebody said they cut holes in some of them just to make them that way. And then they cost you lots of money. I said, they must be crazy. buying pastor holes at them and paying top dollar for it. That costs more than the one that don't have the hose. That's somebody trying to get the old back when the new is here. So, you've been taught this in regard to the former way of life, to pull off the old self. You got to pull them off. That's like when your mind had been renewed. That's got a patch on your mind. Patching up a new garment. And so we have all sorts of problems and all sorts of trouble because we are still got the old patch. You may have put on everything else new, but left that mind with the old patch. And the old is not going to give. Because it's already scratched out. The new garment will give. But you got a new moving one way. And the old staying where it is. You've been trying to live holy with an unholy mind. Tell somebody that ain't gonna work. You gotta have the mind in you like it's in Christ Jesus. A mind of power, a mind of wisdom, a mind of love, a mind of affection, a love, a hope, a line of the discipline. You got to have that mind that will say, yeah. Be humble. But we got people that refuses to be humble. They make it all about themselves. We got people who confesses Christ, but their minds say they're still worldly. Say pull them off. They need to pull it off. It doesn't work. That's what got you into trouble. Your mind. So pull them off and put on the new self. Which is being corrupted, it's been deceitful desires. So your mind is corrupted. The old mind. And you need to put on the new mind. The old mind said, I can't. I won't. I ain't gonna do it. They ain't gonna work me to death. Old mind say, they go all the time. We didn't notice that going before we got saved. Because we went more then we're going now. We didn't miss a weekend. At the club. We started on Friday. Worked all day long. And go out that Friday night. Saturday, right back again. Sunday, right back again. Hey, y'all. 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning, get up Monday, go to work, and be on time. 8 o'clock. And now you're talking about going all the time. Having a service once a month. On your part, that's when you show up. Once a month. But we got to pull it off. And pull on the new mind. Knowing that Jesus sacrificed for us. The new mind said, I can. I will. I shall. The new mind said, I ain't got no place for it. I can't. New mind said, I can take it. The new mind said, Jesus made it possible. The new mind said, talk about me as much as you please. I'm going to stay on my knees. The new mind said, I don't mind suffering for the cause of Christ. And then we get up there and complain after we just said it. That's a sign of what? Oh, my. The old garment. We got to put it on. The new garment, pull off the old. We can't have them mingled up together. Patched up mine. Picking what I can do. And picking what I don't want to do. I made up mine. Let somebody else have it. I can't get along with so and so. That old mine, but God said, put it off. Unless you be lost. Put it off. Don't let your pride get you in hell. Because your old mind said you don't like them, ain't never liked them. But new mind said, I can love you. Because the Lord loved me. In all my mess. Ought to be able to love you in your mess. The old mind say that I remember when. But the new mind said that's in the past. You remember you saying when? What you remembering now? You haven't got out yesterday. You can't see me what I'm doing today. Because when you look at me, you still see yesterday. God said, get it right. Stop seeing people in the past and see them for what they are now. Hallelujah. And don't dare complain about them. Because there are none of us perfect. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Why are you trying to get me all straightened out and leave yourself undone? You still got on your half old garment, half new garment. You're walking around like a clown. You know how that suit they used to wear, one side with one color, the other side the other color? Or mixed up with different kind of colors all through that patched up. That's the way some of our saints look like. Say, Lord, help me. But what he has asked you to do, you can do it. Because he's already fixed it for you to do it. You just got to get that patch, that old patch off your mind and put the whole new garment on without patches. Because new garment doesn't need patches, does it? He made you whole. I done went out of my time. But you got to remember, you got to get that attitude straightened out. You got to be made new in the attitude of your mind. Do you not know your attitude is your mind? It's how you think, because you do what you think. It's how you act, what you say is all conjured up in the mind before it comes out. Who controls your mind but you? Stop saying I can't help being this way. Yes, you can. You're the one being that way. How can you figure you can't help yourself and you're going to help me? How can you help me get right when you can't even get yourself right? You say you can't do it, but now you're all deeper and doubting in my mess. And it is a mess. If it's mine, it's a mess. We're supposed to be in Christ Jesus. Everything is his. Everything belongs to him, including ourselves. We are his people. And the sheep of his fold. Hallelujah. Put it off. Pull off the old way of thinking. And put on the new self that's been created to be like God. Tell your neighbor, did you know you were supposed to be like God? You were created to be like God. If you were created to be like God, that means you can what? Be God like God. Stop letting your mind tell you you can't do this and you can't do that. Because then you're saying that Philippians 4:13 ain't right. And in case somebody forgot what it was, I can do all things through Christ, which gives me the strength. So he gives me the strength so I can do it. What can you do, Pastor? All things, whatever it is. I can do it. Tell two people I can do it. Yeah. Put on the new self. Because you were created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Hallelujah. You were created to be like God. And God has told you everything that he requires of you. And one of those things was for us to be good. He asked you to do a thing that you can't do. And he knows everything you can do. And he knows what you can't do. And that you can't do, he's already doing. So that means that you can do everything else through Christ that strengthened you. Y'all ain't gonna love me after today. But you need to get it right, because I don't want you to think you're going to heaven and wind up in hell. That means, he says, search the scriptures. And then you find that you thought you had eternal life. But if you're not following the scriptures, something is wrong. Get rid of self. He's the old mind. Amen. He's the old person. He has been what? Crucified. So some of us dragging around some dead garments. You need to get you some new stuff. Tell your neighbor, that's so yesterday. Get you some new stuff. Get you the new mind, the mind that was in Christ Jesus. You can have it. All you got to do is accept it and say, I'm going to do what the word said do. I'm going to do it the way the word said do it. Hallelujah. So put off falsehood and speak truthfully to your neighbor. We are all members of one body. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The song that said, no more chains holding me. I'm free. If you put on the new garment, you're free to move. Because, if you got the old garment, you make a sudden move, you might get a tear. And know what that tear is? That hurt you got. That hurt my feelings. You got an old garment on and you moved out too good, fast and it ran. The Bible says nobody put new wine in an old garment. Because you're going to cause it the new wine as it's from it. It's going to cause that gas to create it. And it's going to cause that skin to want to swell. But the old garment ain't going to give. We got them saints out here that won't give. And so before you give, you burst. That's why we got all the hurts in the church. We walk around here bursting because we refuse to put the new garment on. Jesus gave you a new garment. And you still insist on putting on your old garment. You bought you some new clothes. And they've been sitting in the closet for 10 years. Why are you still wearing the old garment?
that you had 15 years ago. And I'm quitting. Tell somebody, make sure you pull it off and put on the new. God bless you.